It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Vanigopal. The video game Fortnite made $1.8 billion in revenue last year. A lot of this money comes from in-game purchases players can make for their avatars, like different costumes, weapons, armor, and dances they can perform. These dances can cost around $5, up to nearly $10. Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, says the game has over 250 million players. That adds up to a lot of money being spent on digital dances, money the creators of these dances aren't actually seeing. For years now, Epic Games has been taking dance moves from various sources and not crediting the originators or paying them. A significant number of these dances come from black creators. Fortnite is not the only platform where this is happening. Online influencers using the social media app TikTok have also been gaining fame using dance moves from black creators and not crediting them. As these influencers become rich from endorsement deals and ad revenue and the like, the creators of these dances generally remain unknown. While TikTok and Fortnite are still relatively new outlets, there's a long history of stealing content and profiting from uncredited black creators. Joining us now to talk about this is Taylor Lorenz, a technology reporter at the New York Times covering internet culture, and freelance culture writer Shamira Ibrahim. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Shamira, talk to me about what's happening in Fortnite. Who are the people creating the dances that Fortnite's taken and sold?
Right. So Fortnite is a video game that is actually on multiple platforms. And it's a standard RPG where you can actually go and experience multiple parts of the universe. But also within it, there are different things that you can actually purchase as in-game experiences. And those are what are called emotes. Within the emotes, you can purchase different skins and like different attributes. Additionally to that, you can purchase actual dance moves, right? And those dance moves are various things. You can do the worm, you can do the Macarena, I think, like various different things that we all know as like classical dance moves, like the Charleston. Mm. But also there are more modern dance moves that are kind of very distinctly attached to modern black culture. And they're very decontextualized to modern black culture. Like there is the Millie Rock that's in there, but it's not called the Millie Rock. It is called, ironically, the Swipe It.
Just they rename it here.
Exactly. They rename it, they decontextualize it, and they just actually mimic the exact dance move beat for beat. There's actually multiple YouTube videos, if you actually go online, of active Fortnite fans and evangelists who look at all the dance moves and superimpose them or put them next to the actual original dance moves and put them screen for screen, beat for beat, showing it's the exact same dance move. So it's the Millie Rock, it's the Black Boy JB shoot dance, which they're actually jumping up and down and jerking their legs back and forth. The classic Drop It Like It's Hot Snoop Dogg dance that's kind of iconic to the early 2000s. There are a variety of other dances, Alfonso Ribeiro's classic Carlton dance that almost everyone knows from the mid-90s. And so as people started to recognize that it became, well, they're paying $5 a pop to get this in the hundreds of thousands, if not the millions. No one's seeing that revenue. So the Millie Rock is by an artist named 2 Millie, who's from East Flatbush. He's not making that amount of money. When that song blew up, it took a while for it to actually get big. It got a few million views on YouTube, but he's largely making his money from touring. He's not making any sort of proceeds from actually seeing that in a licensing platform whatsoever.
Have any of these dance creators taken action against Fortnite for essentially appropriating their choreography?
Yeah, so all three of the artists that I've mentioned have actually filed suits against Epic Games, and they've essentially filed right of publicity lawsuits as well as intellectual property lawsuits. And it's an interesting claim, right? Because for a long time in dance, there's been essentially the claim that you cannot copyright dance because it's you're copyrighting movement. It's hard to copyright movement, essentially. And it's kind of that vague space that's always been that obscure ability for black creativity to always be able to be obscured, right? And be able to be appropriated over time. But what's the new argument that's coming into the space is like, actually, it's the right of publicity, right? Our culture and our creation is actually part of our brand, right? Carlton is, or Alfonso Ribeiro is inextricably associated to the Carlton dance, right? In one component of one of the lawsuits, 2 Millie, his suit, the lawyers were arguing that they actually traced 2 Millie in the music video and put it in the actual video game. That was what they were arguing in the suit. So what we're really arguing from a digital space, that we're copying and pasting digitally these people, it's actually too milly. You're taking his personhood and putting that in a video game. Mm. So that's where the right of publicity suit comes in. That's why they were doing it in California. So that's where they're starting to try to do these suits. Like, no, this is part of my identity. This is part of me. You don't have the right to do this without my permission. And that's where we're talking about reclaiming our rights to cultural production.
Taylor, talk to us about TikTok. Who are some of the influencers who are gaining fame using these dances?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's tons of top influencers on TikTok, and, you know, they're all kind of doing all these popular dances. A lot of the most popular TikTokers are white, and so they're just taking these dances and making them famous. You know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the dances that made these white influencers famous, but it's kind of, they've become synonymous with these dances.
Who are some of the people that come to mind for you, and how big are their followings?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to like call out any specific names because there's many of them, but these are people with tens of millions of followers. I mean, just tens of millions of followers, and the renegade is rampant. I mean, it's not even like one or two influencers taking the dance. It's the entire platform. In addition to people like, you know, the Kardashians and David Dobrik, or, you know, Zayn and Heath, some of these really popular, huge YouTubers, white YouTubers, celebrities. Lizzo herself did the dance as well. And then, you know, a K-pop band performed it. So this dance has been all over the internet. The Renegade is like the dance of the moment right now.
So you recently wrote an article about Jalaiah Harmon, the creator of the Renegade dance, and how until recently she didn't get any credit for the dance when it went viral over TikTok and other social media platforms. So what opportunities do Jalaiah and other Black creators such as herself lose out on when they don't get any credit?
Well, when they don't get credit for these dances, especially something like the Renegade that is completely taken over, I mean, to the extent of the Macarena, like every kid can do it. They perform it at pep rallies. It's this massive thing. It's what she loses out is not only obviously like direct monetization, like brand endorsements and things like that, but she also loses out on the opportunity to generate a following. And having a following online is hugely powerful these days. People, when they do know the creators of the dance, will follow them on TikTok or Instagram and keep up with their content. It's sort of like they're losing out on the ability to become an influencer themselves, even though they are influencing culture.
So let's get a sense for those of us who, you know, don't know what the Renegade's like. How would you describe the Renegade?
Yeah, it's about a 20-second piece of choreography that incorporates some popular moves, but it's very much sort of Jalaiah's own sequence of dance. It's kind of a TikTok dance where there's not a lot of lower body movement. It's mostly upper body movement, and it's just kind of, you're doing the whoa, you're doing the worm, I believe, for part of it. It's kind of this like amalgamation of dance moves, but also unique choreography.
So, Shamira, we're talking about this latest social media platform, but essentially this is a much longer and much more fraught history about the theft of ideas from Black creators, correct?
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is a long history going back, you know, for generations in dance and in just general Black culture. So, you know, this is going back to jazz music. This is going back to in dance, the cakewalk. So really what we're seeing in the space of technology is that we're just seeing this at an accelerated pace, right? Because we're moving beyond platforms, from platform to platform, from Vine to TikTok and the dubstep space, and seeing that, it's making it harder to really reconcile it in different platforms and reconcile it with the legislative space.
Shamira Ibrahim is a freelance culture writer, and Taylor Lorenz is a technology reporter at the New York Times covering internet culture. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.